The Palestinian writer and director Hani Abu Assad has made films about a would-be suicide bomber and about a young fighter turned informant for Israel. His work is noted for how it avoids ideology and focuses instead on social and moral questions. And that includes his new film, Huda's Salon. Howie Movshevitz of member station KUNC has this report.
Huda's Salon opens with a gossipy conversation between Huda, a hairdresser, and her client, Reem. But events take a dark turn. Huda slips a drug into a cup of tea for Reem, and when Reem is unconscious, Huda and a young man strip Reem, put her on a bed, and take compromising pictures. The purpose is blackmail, to make Reem into an informer for Israeli intelligence. But Hani Abu Assad says the movie is not about the injustice of occupation.
What I am interested in is how normal people behave under extreme circumstances. I think this is more interesting than just condemning that injustice is bad.
The blackmail of Reem works because Reem fears that her husband will never believe that she was drugged and exploited. The power of men over women is central to Huda's Salon.
There is this absence of trust between her and her husband.
Hamad Daboshi is a professor of Iranian cinema at Columbia University and a founding member of Columbia's Center for Palestine Studies. He says that the prime issues for Huda's Salon are the problem of male domination and the importance of women's rights.
She could have easily gone to her husband and say, I had this incident, you know, I'm innocent, I haven't done anything wrong. But she can't. That is, the burden of proof is on this poor woman that has to sustain and maintain and profess her honesty and chastity, and yet she has been abused. But that very simple conversation that can happen between two human beings is not allowed to take place, and as a result, she's put in a very terrible, compromising position.
This misogyny is exploited by the occupiers, and director Hani Abu Assad says his job is to criticize what he calls a sickness in Palestinian society. And for him, a filmmaker must challenge the moral compass of his characters to make his viewers want to be better people. He cites his personal experience with an American film, which he saw as a boy of 14.
When I was young, I wanted to become a freedom fighter, to fight against injustice. I realized there is a lot of injustice around me, and somebody has to fight for it. And Milos Forman in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest made me realize you can fight with your moral superiority. You don't need to take weapons.
Hani Abu Assad emphasizes that he's a filmmaker, not a preacher, so he must create situations and images that inspire feelings in the audience that he hopes will then encourage viewers to think. Perhaps the most difficult image in the film is the full frontal naked picture of Reem, unconscious and flat on her back. For film professor Hamad Daboshi, who is also a friend of Hani Abu Assad, the image feels uncomfortable and out of place. But for the filmmaker, extreme discomfort is exactly what he wants.
The concept of the movie was to make the audience stuck in place and time, as a witness to the cruel side of us.
Abu Assad says that he wants to jolt the audience out of complacency, and he includes himself.
It's good that we will be confronted, and it's a very safe way of confronting. It's shocking, but at the end it's safe. But still, you are shocked, and me too. And this will help us, again, to lose our comfort zone, at least for a while.
And Hani Abu Assad adds, it's a chance to understand the lives of others. For NPR News, I'm Howie Movshevitz.